With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast, where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top five things that we've decided. And today, my good friend, it's Ree Down. Hey.
Oh my God. I didn't know we were good friends. I'm actually so stoked.
Good friend.
I call you my best friend.
Oh.
I'm always like, Josh Earle's my best friend.
I call you the daughter I never had. So there you go.
The daughter you're stoked to not have. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah.
So many nights going, hey, can you come pick me up?
Yeah, I'm really drunk. I'm really fucked up. I'm at the 7-Eleven on Swanston.
Did you ever, as a kid, blame your phone went flat? We couldn't do it because everyone's phone died?
Yeah. Everyone, every single one of me and my 15 friends, their phones died. They were linked up. We were Bluetoothing too much and then they died. That's why we weren't at the movies where we said we were going to be, because we were actually looking for a charger and we saw these people having a party and
I never smoked, but when I would come home from parties just reeking of cigarettes, I'd be saying, oh yeah, such and such as mum smokes. Like, yeah,
so she gross
smokes in the house. Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah,
I love but when you do something and to hide it, you have to act over the top against the thing. It's like, oh my God, abortions they're fucked up. It's so fucked up. I would never. That's against God.
I remember once when I was like 11 years old, I was a bit sick. I think this fits in with what you were just saying. I was a little bit sick and I pissed the bed but was so bad. But then when I went to get my mum and said, oh, and I tried to make out that, because I learned about wet dreams, I don't think it's piss. I think it's something else. It's like I just had like the biggest cum ever, like just soaking a mattress. But doing that whole thing. Yeah, no, I don't think it's
no, wee, that's I think definitely it's not piss. That's definitely a massive fucking load. Sorry. Sorry, I guess you've got a powerful little boy.
But oh my God. We're not talking,
imagine also
today
being your mum being like, oh my God, I fucking hope not. I fucking hope it's not. It better be fucking piss. Praying for piss. She's like, fuck, please let it be piss.
At 11
please
as well.
Let it be piss.
Puberty a good 4 years away. Imagine when I was actually going through it. But we're not talking about that. What are we talking about today? We are talking about our biggest pet peeves. Now, these are not important things that annoy us. These are the small things.
No.
These
the
are just
petty things.
Exactly. Petty peeves. I actually look up what peeved meant. Like, peeved is like it's from the 18th century.
Peeved. It's like, I'm peeved. I'm annoyed.
Yeah. So I'm going to start. Now, some of these I've talked about before, so they shouldn't be a surprise to many people who listen to the podcast, but these are my definitive five. I had so many. I've only got one honorable mention at the end, but this is my top five. So my number five, my number five pet peeve, which comes straight off the back of last week's episode with Jackson Bailey. Milk in a glass. Anyone who drinks milk from a glass, it gives me such a sick feeling. Like when I see milk in a glass.
God.
Mainly because at the end of it, you've got that horrible sheen on the glass. The glass is never going to look the same again. You can't get it to that nice, clean, like pristine, crystal clear glass.
It's like cloudy now.
Yeah, it's gross. Oh, because we're at Stupid Old Studios, we have a whole bunch of we've got a shared kitchen.
Oh yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, and I haven't lived with flatmates for over 15 years. So it's a similar thing to living with flatmates. You go into the kitchen and it's like Auntie Donna have left all their dishes in the sink.
Disgusting boys.
And, and it's that thing of like so many, like you'll just see those foggy glasses going, oh, that's so gross. Just rinse it out. It's so disgusting.
But also, you should be rinsing it out. Anything, you should be rinsing it out because anything will leave, if it's left too long, it'll leave that like sticky, like milk, even Coke, like everything. It just like, it for too long, it's not right. Like,
now,
it's really. It's really wrong. But I drink milk from a glass. I'm so sorry.
No, see,
I don't do it all the time, but I do it. And I used to do it all the time as a kid. I'd have like a whole milk. I'd scull like a glass of milk.
Yeah, I would always have it in a mug. Always have it in a mug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So but, it's a specifically the glass for you. It's not the drinking of milk.
No, milk's delicious. it's, but it's the actual glass. It's why I don't like lattes, because they always come in a glass.
No, I fucking hate that shit. I don't understand. Like, also, why is it more difficult to drink a latte? Because you don't want like chocolate, or you don't want it to be, you want it to be a bit of frothier, you know, that's kind of the only difference.
Yep. I'll have flat whites. I used to have cappuccinos, and then people would make fun of me. I'm like, what? You get chocolate on top of it.
Yeah, you're like, you get a little extra treat.
Yeah, and then I really lean into it, going, no, I like it. And then I try
and
to
that's
get
not,
healthier.
And that's not piss, that's cum.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy.
Big boy.
I get my little treats. Drink.
All right. So that was my number five. My number five. Okay. Okay. Your number
that's
five.
That's a pretty good beginning, I would say, good. Especially because of how specific it is with the glass. I'm going to start, just in honor of you, I'm going to start drinking milk from a mug.
Yeah.
This is kind of my only not super, super niche to me one. But it happens, it happens a lot, and it really fucks me off, is when people don't wave at you when you let them in. I feel like that's a very universal pet peeve, because at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect you either whether they wave or not. You've let them in regardless, but it's like, have some fucking respect, have some human decency.
And also, it is the literal smallest movement, just one finger up. That's all you have to
do. One finger up.
Yeah.
One little wave, even just like a little, like even if you're like out the window, got a little hello, little finger up, you know, point to the sky, point to our Lord in the sky.
For letting
hello.
You know. See, my theory with letting people in, so I understand if you're both going like down a street, like, and there's cars parked and one has to go to the side, set the other one through. That's fine. You do that to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's when like there's a gap in the road where people are trying to turn out and it's not the keep clear on the road. And so you have the right of way to be in the way.
Yeah.
But you stop.
But you're like, I know what it's like to wait.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
My theory is if it's the car's shitter than my car, I'll let them in.
If
it's a better car, bad luck, mate. You're waiting.
Get out of here, mate. Get out of here. Take your fucking helicopter next time, champ.
This is a class war.
If you want to get there so quickly. I used to, when I was younger, I used to let rich cars go because I was like, maybe they'll give me money. Like when I was 17, 18, I was like, maybe they'll be like, wow, what a cool girl. Here's $100. I don't know how they would have given it to me in the car, but I always had this mindset. And now I'm like, fuck you, cunt.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, 2005 Toyota Camry. Get in here, babe.
Yeah.
Fucking come on. And also, can I say just quickly to add that on, also included in that is people who don't let people in.
Yeah.
Who actively block people because they're like, and that's the same people who haven't been waved at enough times. It's a vicious, vicious circle.
I do like when someone's done something shit to you in traffic and then you just happen to be next to them at the lights or whatever, like, and they just do the whole stare ahead so hard. They're not turning their head at all. And it's like, come on, I know you know I'm here. Just turn.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Fucking look at me, mate. Look at me. You know what you did.
Yeah.
You know what you did. Let me have a little look. Let me look you in the eyes. I'm not going to do anything, but I just need you to know that I know that you're a little fucking bitch.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.